A good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Ekev. First of all, I apologize about last week. Baruch Hashem, we had the opportunity to be out of the country for a family simcha, and now, thank God, we're back. An interesting insight to the Parsha, something I think can give us a mindset to prepare us as we go into Elul. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu recounts that he had to go up and get a second set of luchos, and he also created a separate aron, a wooden box, a place to store the luchos, at least temporarily. Eventually, the first broken set of luchos got put into that aron, and the whole set, the second set of luchos, got put into the Mishkan in the aron that was created by Bezalel. Then Rashi adds something very fascinating. And he says that it was the first aron with the broken luchos is what they would take with them when they would go to Mochama until things changed later on. But primarily, it was a broken luchos, the first set, that they took with them. And to me, that's a little bit strange. I would say it's much counterintuitive would say to us that we should definitely take the whole set, the complete set, the repaired set, the set that showed us the kapara, the set that showed us HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us, as opposed to taking the one that represents our transgressions and our sin. And perhaps you can answer the question by understanding a very interesting contradiction in the words of David HaMelech. On one hand, David HaMelech says to us in Perek Chafei, chapter 25, and I quote the words, he says, please do not recount, do not recall my averus, my transgressions of my youth. God, leave it alone. Let bygones be bygones. But then later on he says, my transgressions, my iniquities, I know, and my sins are always in front of me. So what does he want? Does he want that we should forget and let bygones be bygones? Or does he want to keep his transgressions in front of him? And the answer, I believe, is a very important point. There's a difference between what we call shame and what we call guilt. Guilt is a very important, beneficial emotional reaction we have when we've done things wrong. Every Rosh Hashanah, every Yom Kippur, we are banging our hearts, saying Ashabnu, we're recognizing the guilt. But shame is something different. Because shame doesn't just mean that I've done something wrong, but shame implies that I am wrong, I am bad. And what brings out that shame is when we are confronted to the person who we've done the transgression to, when we have to confront the people that we've hurt, that gives us a sense of shame. So to that, David HaMelech says, let's distinguish, Kosh Baruch Hu. I don't want to stand in front of you in this constant sense of shame, because shame brings me down. Shame makes me feel like I'm not worthy. I don't want to go there. I'll remember my own transgressions. I will carry that guilt with me, because that guilt will always remind me of the ugly feeling of doing things wrong, and it'll propel me to do things better. That's guilt, that I can live with. But that feeling of shame, that I don't want to go. And I think that's what Klal Yisrael were doing when they took the broken luchos with them. They say, we can handle the guilt. We recognize the guilt. And ultimately, by taking that with them to the Mechama, they're teaching us that the greatest benefit, the greatest merit for a person is not to run away, is not to hide from the things we've done wrong, but to recognize them and to take them with us to become better people. Good Shabbos.